must confess that I have spent much of my religious life preoccupied with the feeling that my faith is not big enough. I have often wondered that I don't believe with the depth and the strength and the vulnerability that I am supposed to believe with. Yet every time that I have confessed this and brought it to spiritual direction over and over again, it has been brought to my attention that I have it all wrong. That in my self-preoccupation, I have the equation reversed, that the faithful one is God, and there, from there, I am rescued. In today's passage from Genesis, the creation has refused to be God's creation. The flood narrative is about the essential fracture between the Creator and those who are created. Today's passage provides a way to reflect on the meaning and the cost of that fracture. In the story of Noah, we encounter the pathos of God. We find here not an angry tyrant, but a troubled parent who grieves over the alienation. God regretted that he had made humanity on the earth, and his heart was grieved. For in this narrative, the world, even under God's rule, can end. Yet what we encounter is Israel's God who can abandon what he has made, and he can rescue that which he has condemned. The story is not about the world assaulted and a God who stands remote. It is about a God who endures for the sake of a wayward creation. With the flood, a new creation is wrought, with the same costly engagement and waiting as in the first creation. And so in Christ, we encounter another more profound saving creation from its own perishing. Even though God's creation continues to alienate itself from its own making, God rescues humanity once again more profoundly in the life, death, and resurrection of Christ Jesus. It is another story even more profound than Noah. The early Christians compared Noah's salvation through water to Christian salvation through baptism. That humanity is once again rescued from its deep and abiding self-alienation. What we encounter is not a remote and self-contained God, but a God who closes the gap between our alienation from our creation and God's abundant love for us in creation.
Dear Lord,